Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the State of the Real Lovers. I normally do this recording right at the beginning of January or maybe a couple weeks after. But as I'm recording this, it's January 31st at 5:15 p.m. And we've just experienced really the longest January that we've all collectively experienced. I'm not going to go into the reason why we consider it the longest, because I think everyone already knows and there's no reason for me to go into it. But we're about to enter February, which is, I'm glad that we're moving this along. But yeah, don't really want to get into it. I just want to say that if anyone is feeling unsafe or unsure about everything that's going on in the world right now, I just want to let you know that you are safe. And you are accepted here at the Real Lovers podcast and therealovers.com. And if you need anyone to talk to, follow me on social media at Marley Loves Film and DM me. And just, I'm here to listen. I'm here to listen for sure, because I honestly really thought about just ending this podcast just because of the where the world is like going at this point. But I did some serious thinking, for sure, and one, I'm not going to end this podcast, and two, this podcast is honestly the one kind of, it's like my life raft at this point to get me through everything. Like, I have to talk about movies, like, in some way, whether 2 people listen or 1,000 people listen or 200 people listen, I don't really care. I just need this outlet to just forget about the world for a second and talk about the thing that I love most in the world, and that is movies. And yeah, I'm hoping everyone can continue on this ride with me. But yeah, I'm terribly sorry. I know I've apologized for this multiple times, but last year I really got out of the consistent nature of this podcast. Like I told you guys, Mondays would be for The Lobby, and that would be like my kind of casual movie review, like series, like on the Real Lovers podcast, and I would release that every Monday. Kind of fell off on that, and then Friday is the main show, which would be the Letterboxd Top 250 series that I'm still going on. I'm going pretty slow, but I'm still watching those movies, and yeah. But 2025. Is definitely going to be a year of consistency. I know I say that every single year, but I've got a lot of episodes banked and scheduled, and I just want everyone to know that you will be getting a Monday episode and you will be getting a Friday episode every week for the time being, just because there is some episodes banked, and you won't need to go 2 or 3 months without hearing my voice or hearing some of my mutuals or friends' voices as we talk about movies, the movies that we love or the movies that we didn't really care for. But I'm sure you guys enjoyed like that insight. Yeah. But like I said, Monday will be the Lobby episode. We're still going with that M. Night Shyamalan retrospective series. I think as of this recording, I just released the Signs episode. And then this coming Monday, after this State of the Real Lovers, you will be hearing... Actually, no. You will be hearing the Signs episode this Monday. And then after that, you will be hearing The Village. The Village would be next after that. Those are two really great episodes. And I really hope that you enjoy those. And then Friday, of course, will be the Letterboxd Top 250 series that I'm still going, I'm still doing. And it's been tricky getting some guests lined up for the movies that I need to cover. Just be on the, I just want, if I can't get guests, scheduling becomes an issue. I just want you to know that there will be some solo episodes in there, just so I can actually get an episode out on Friday. There's no shade to anyone that I've talked to that scheduling has been an issue, but because everyone has been lovely and I've been able to pretty much schedule like everyone, but sometimes I don't really want to bother anyone and stuff like that. But yeah, anyways, but yeah, Friday, main show, Letterboxd Top 250 series. I believe we're about 20 episodes strong on that. Still going pretty slow on that, but doesn't matter. Slow and steady wins the race. And then the Lobby, M. Night Shyamalan retrospective series on Monday, which when that finishes up, still like up in the air what we all want to do on that one. There's been a few series, potential retrospective series that I'm thinking about covering for that, but maybe I'll weigh that with the community and see what they want. Maybe a poll or something like that, or on Patreon, I'll let some of the Patreon members decide what they want to do with that. Yeah, but like I said, recording this January 31st at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and next month is Black History Month, and last year I did a semi-consistent Black History, Black Cinema series where we talked about our favorite Black films during Black History Month, and since we're already doing the Lobby and that Shyamalan retrospective series, it would be that I feel like that would be too many uploads for me to do. Unfortunately, we will not be covering them but in that format like I did last year, just because I'm already doing a retrospective series at that time. What we're going to be doing, like I mentioned before on a previous episode, I started a reallovers.com website. If you go to thereallovers.com, there's a blog and then pretty much all the episodes you can listen to there. I'll be writing reviews on some of my favorite Black films that I watch during Black History Month. And if I have time, I'll probably do an Instagram video and talk about like some Black films that I really enjoy during this month. And yeah, so it's really going to be fun. Megan's World, the host of the Tea and Popcorn podcast, she did a Black Cinema challenge and basically challenged us to watch one Black film each day, and there was like criteria for each day, so I'm definitely going to try and do that, and all that will be going up on thereallovers.com. So I look forward to seeing you over there and reading some of my writing there, and that's really going to be like my main goal through 2025 for sure, is really building out thereallovers.com and expanding my writing and improving my writing over there, just because obviously I'm not on Twitter anymore and neither is the Real Lovers podcast. Instagram and Threads, I'm there, but I don't really want to support those platforms, especially right now. It's just the vibes are a little weird on that one. And Blue Sky is cool, but Blue Sky just feels like old Twitter, where I'm just like talking to my friends and checking in on them. And yeah, it's not really something where I'm going to promote really anything on there. I'm just like trying to keep the community that I created through TikTok and like this podcast like together on Blue Sky. And I don't really have the capacity to learn like another social media for promotion or anything like that. So I'm really just going to go hard on thereallovers.com and then post some links on Blue Sky from there of my writing there. But yeah. Sorry for this late state of the Real Lovers podcast. I usually try to do this within the first couple weeks of January, but obviously the way January worked out did not happen like that. There was a lot that happened in January, and I don't really want to get into what happened just because that would be a completely different podcast. Yeah. I hate to repeat myself again. Monday, look forward to the Lobby, the M. Night Shyamalan retrospective series for the next few weeks. And then Friday, the main show, Letterboxd Top 250 series. And then February, enjoy my writing and promotion of Black films during Black History Month on thereallovers.com. But yeah, other than that, I don't really have anything else to say on this podcast yet. I will probably do another update video throughout the year updating you on where this podcast is going and stuff like that. Because I like doing these because it's like I'm talking to all of you guys. But yeah, anyways, thank you for listening throughout the 4 years, almost 5 years I've been doing this podcast through the Water Cooler and the Real Lovers podcast. I appreciate every single one of you. and all my patrons as well on patreon.com, and just all the supporters. As always, my name is Marley, and follow me on all social media at Marley Loves Film, and then subscribe to the YouTube channel that you're probably listening to this on, and appreciate all of you. Thank you, and let's get back to the movies. See ya.